Strategy buys 24,869 BTC for $2.01B. Holdings hit 843,738 BTC. Strategy disclosed a fresh purchase of 24,869 Bitcoin for roughly $2.01 billion on May 18, 2026, lifting its corporate treasury to 843,738 BTC. The buy was confirmed by multiple outlets after Michael Saylor flagged it on X the previous day, and it lands with Bitcoin trading near 77,381 ZAR as of May 18th, down 1.3% on the day and 4.6% on the week per CoinMarketCap data. The Cointelegraph and Bitcoin Magazine reports both cite the same headline numbers. 24,869 coins, $2.01 billion outlay, 843,738 BTC total. Wu Blockchain also confirmed the figures. The average purchase price implied is roughly 8,800 per coin, slightly above where Bitcoin was trading at the time of the announcement. The position in context at 843,738 BTC, Strategy now controls just over 4% of the 21 million Bitcoin supply cap and a higher share of the roughly 19.9 million coins currently mined. That figure dwarfs every other publicly traded Bitcoin treasury. For comparison, the next closest corporate holder, Marathon Digital, holds under 50,000 BTC. Strategy's stack is more than 16 times larger than the second-place public company holder. The company has financed the bulk of its accumulation through convertible note issuance and at-the-market equity sales, a model Saylor has defended repeatedly as accretive when the share price trades at a premium to net asset value. With Bitcoin pulling back from earlier 2026 highs, the cost basis of the freshly added coins is higher than the spot price, putting this specific tranche underwater on day one. Buying into weakness. The timing is notable. Bitcoin slid below $77,000 over the weekend after a sharp risk-off move tied to oil prices and bond yields, and ETH is down 8% on the week to 2,042. Today's purchase is Strategy's second multi-billion dollar add of 2026 made during a drawdown rather than into strength, which fits Saylor's stated playbook of treating dips as accumulation windows. Critics have argued the model becomes fragile if Bitcoin holds below the company's blended cost basis for an extended period, since convertible debt service depends on either capital raising or asset appreciation. Bulls counter that the firm has weathered larger drawdowns in 2022 and 2023 without forced selling, and that the convertible structure pushes maturities out far enough to ride out cycle lows. Market reaction spot Bitcoin barely flinched on the disclosure. The combination of a soft macro tape, ETF outflows totaling roughly $1 billion last week, and an oil-driven inflation scare has overwhelmed the headline. Cointelegraph's post drew 100 likes and 29 replies in its first 90 minutes, well below the engagement Strategy buys generated during the 2024 bull run, suggesting traders are treating the news as priced in rather than catalytic. For the corporate treasury narrative more broadly, the buy reinforces a divergence. Strategy continues to accumulate aggressively, while peers like Bitmine concentrate on ETH, and institutional holders such as Harvard have exited Bitcoin and Ether ETF positions outright. Read alongside last week's data showing public companies added 369K BTC to treasuries in 12 months, Strategy is responsible for a meaningful share of that flow on its own. Implications for holders. For retail Bitcoin holders, the practical takeaway is narrow. A single corporate buyer adding coins does not change network fundamentals, supply schedule, or fee dynamics. It does, however, continue to remove float from exchange order books, since Strategy has stated it does not lend out or rehypothecate its holdings. For users of self-custody options, the contrast is sharper. Strategy's coins sit in qualified custody arrangements with traditional custodians. Individual holders who want exposure without that counterparty layer can pair on-chain custody with spending rails that draw from the same wallet, sidestepping the custodial intermediation that defines the corporate treasury model. The two paths to Bitcoin exposure, custodial corporate vehicles, and direct self-custody, continue to diverge in 2026 even as Bitcoin's price does not.